Pope Benedict XVI continues to reach out to other faiths today, meeting leaders of Germany's Muslim community. On Friday, he visited a synagogue and met with Christian leaders. The new pope vowed to pursue the path charted by his charismatic predecessor, John Paul II, but he is beginning to create a style of his own. And Pier Silvia Pagioli joins us from Cologne. Silvia, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Scott.
And John Paul had I think it's safe to say, a special rapport with young people. Tell us something about how Pope Benedict is received with the crowds of young Catholic pilgrims in Cologne.
Well, you know, Benedict is an austere German theologian, and he's much less comfortable on center stage than the former actor John Paul II was. But he seems to have adapted pretty well to the enthusiasm of these cheering crowds. They welcomed him as he sailed along the Rhine River on Thursday with great adulation, but he didn't hesitate to try to silence them when they were drowning out his speech. You know, he's more of an intellectual than a shepherd, and he's less likely to encourage the development of a cult of personality around him. But so far, the kids who've come here from all over the world appear extremely happy to get a chance to see the head of the Roman Catholic Church.
Benedict yesterday became just the second pope in 2,000 years to visit a Jewish house of worship. How was he received there?
Extremely well. The visit, you know, was fraught with symbolism. Here we had a German pope who grew up under the Nazis and who was forced to join the Hitler Youth as a teenager and assist anti-aircraft gunners. He came to visit the oldest Jewish community in Germany in a rebuilt synagogue that had been destroyed by the Nazis in the infamous 1938 Kristallnacht pogrom. Benedict warned of rising anti-Semitism, and he vowed to further strengthen Jewish-Catholic relations. You know, but many Catholic experts were surprised by a total absence in his speech of any mention of his own personal experience during Nazism or any reference to the actions or inaction of the Catholic Church in that period. And he did not respond to a request from a Jewish leader to open up the Vatican's World War II archives to shed light on the period of the Holocaust.
And Germany, of course, is also in many ways the birthplace of the Protestant Reformation. How did the Pope's meetings with Protestant leaders go?
Well, I'm not sure Martin Luther would be happy if he knew that special indulgences were granted to Catholics during this event. Remember, it was the practice of selling indulgences that sparked Luther's Reformation in the 16th century. But the mood was very polite yesterday when Benedict met with other Christian leaders, and he assured them of his desire to improve relations. But there are still some pretty sharp divisions. A Protestant bishop urged Benedict to consider allowing women clergy and joint communion between Catholics and Protestants. And these are reforms that the Pope has firmly opposed. And in his speech, Benedict insisted full unity and a full Catholicism go together. And that's a phrase that's not very encouraging for either Protestants or Orthodox.
And of course, as we mentioned, he will be meeting with members of the Muslim community later today there in Cologne. So, Silvia, thank you very much for your continuing coverage. Nice talking to you again.
Nice talking to you, Scott.
And Pier Silvia Pagioli speaking with us from Cologne, where she's been covering the visit of Pope Benedict.